Before Neil deGrasse Tyson, before Carl Sagan, even before Edwin Hubble, there was Mariah Mitchell.
Mariah Mitchell was, and is, America's first woman astronomer. Everyone knew who she was.
That's Jason Finger, deputy director at the Mariah Mitchell Association on Nantucket.
Mariah actually said her first love was mathematics, but it was more a sympathy for her father that led her to astronomy.
In the early 19th century, on Nantucket where they lived, Mariah's father, William Mitchell, was, among other things, an astronomer. On clear nights, even terribly cold ones, he'd gaze up, observing the stars, making calculations, young Mariah by his side.
They very much became partners, a mentor to his daughter, as well as a teacher.
By the age of 12, she was already showing astonishing promise.
She and her father viewed a solar eclipse from their home at 1 Vestal Street, and Mariah clocked the seconds of the eclipse, and they were then able to determine the longitude of the house.
And so Mitchell worked and studied, encouraged not just by her father, but also her unique surroundings. In her Quaker household, both boys and girls were educated, unusual for the time. But Nantucket in the 1800s was unlike anywhere else in America.
Because of whaling taking so many, not all, but many of the men away to sea for, you know, long periods of time, because of the Quaker influence, and then also simply because of the isolation, women on Nantucket had a lot of opportunities that women elsewhere in America didn't have.
And so by age 29, like many Nantucket women, Mitchell was working outside the home. Her days were spent as a librarian at the Athenaeum. At night, telescope in hand, from the rooftops, she'd sweep the heavens.
Late night observations, and then also doing all the calculations that she needed to complete for those observations that she was doing, both on her own and with her father.
One late night, October 1st, 1847, she spotted something new. She watched, calculated, and charted. There was no mistake. Mariah Mitchell had discovered a comet.
It showed people that she really did know what she was doing and could do the math that was required to prove that she could actually calculate the path of this orbit.
It was dubbed Miss Mitchell's Comet. Her work earned her a gold medal from the King of Denmark, himself an astronomy enthusiast, and international acclaim.
She is world famous. People start coming to Nantucket just to look at her. She said at one point she felt like an animal in a cage because people would come not to see the Athenaeum, but to see the quote-unquote lady astronomer.
Finger says the discovery opened doors for Mitchell, who in turn opened them for other women. She became one of the first women to work for the federal government, the first woman elected to the American Philosophical Society, America's first female professor of astronomy, and the first person, man or woman, hired to teach at Vassar College.
Having her at Vassar assured, you know, parents when women's colleges were still a new thing that, you know, if America's first woman astronomer teaches at Vassar, that must be a good place to send my daughter.
Finger says it's important to note that despite the unique advantages Mitchell enjoyed as a woman on Nantucket, she still had no formal schooling beyond the age of 16. Largely self-taught, Mitchell would become a steady and influential voice for women's education.
Mariah once said to her students, "We are women studying together." She didn't believe in lecturing. She believed in her students working with her side by side, as partners, just as she had with her father. And I think that's something that's important to realize how much she has influenced learning.
Mariah Mitchell, America's first woman astronomer, launched onto the international stage when she discovered Miss Mitchell's comet from her Nantucket rooftop 168 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herbert III, WGBH, Boston's local NPR.